Hi, my name is Bob Davis. I'm the Latin America Bureau Chief for the Wall Street Journal, based in Washington, D.C. We have half a dozen reporters who are in the region who report to me, and as I say, I kind of oversee our coverage based out of Washington. We're here today to discuss what is a good news story for Latin America, which is nice, after all. Basically, what we're here to talk about is the economic recovery of Argentina, which, as people here I'm sure are aware, has been growing at almost Chinese rates of growth over the past 4 or 5 years. And given the sort of history in Latin America and the ups and downs in Argentina, I mean, that's clearly good news. So one of the things that we'd like to discuss is what's going on. I mean, is it a miracle, the sort of Argentine miracle that some people talk about? And the evidence for that is that you have export-led growth, a competitive foreign exchange, a very aggressive debt restructuring, and easy money, basically. Easy money, sort of a Keynesian kind of recovery, which you don't see very much around the world because it's kind of gone out of style. The other alternative is we're talking about a boom that's about to bust. And the evidence for that is that inflation's starting to gallop, investments below Asian levels, and the debt restructuring that I talked about might have deleterious effects on Argentina if it were to need foreign investment, or foreign borrowing, rather. And then there is the ongoing question of whether Argentina is cooking the books when it comes to inflation. So, I mean, it's a very interesting moment in Argentina to be talking about that, this whole issue, particularly at the beginning of a World Bank and IMF meeting, and later in the year, a presidential election. So we have two really distinguished people to talk about it. The first is Mark Weisbrod, who's the co-director for the Center of Economic and Policy Research. He's written very presciently about the IMF's incredibly poor record of advice to Argentina, and has made a kind of focus on Latin America. He's written very widely on economic issues, received his PhD in economics from the University of Michigan. I'll separately introduce our guest from Argentina, Minister Micheli, who is the economics minister and is responsible for a lot of the policies that we're going to discuss today. So first to Mark.